This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. In less than a decade, the state's public universities could be private. That's according to Colorado State University President Tony Frank, who just signed another five-year contract. He told CPR's Elaine Grant that he's already planning for the loss of public funding.
Unless something fundamentally changes, the non-discretionary portions of the budget will squeeze out all of the discretionary pieces, including higher education, somewhere around 2022 to 2024. There's a national study entitled, ironically, Race to the Bottom, that projects when all the different states will run out of public funding, and all of them face this challenge. But Colorado is projected to be the first state to run out of those funds somewhere in around the 2024 range in that particular study. I think the challenge for us is to make sure that between now and then, we have a serious dialogue with the citizens of Colorado and ask ourselves, is that a choice we want to make? Do we want to say to our children, we cannot invest in you what our parents invested in us?
And Colorado, as I understand it, is one of the lowest states in terms of public funding of higher education. I think New Hampshire and Vermont are down there at the bottom as well.
Right. So on the one hand, Colorado has relatively low per student funding for higher education. But we also tend to be a state that is below the average in terms of tuition cost. If you compare Colorado's universities' tuition to comparable institutions in other states, we tend not to have followed the model of a Vermont, for example, that has made a choice of having very high tuition and very low state support, well along the path to privatization. We've maintained tuition rates slightly below the national average, but the state funding has remained low as well. Now, the good news for Colorado is the outcomes that Colorado's higher education institutions have delivered with those resources have been pretty remarkable.
Now, while tuition is lower than the national average, the fact is tuition is rising. Resident undergraduate tuition and fees at CSU have gone up 136% in the past 10 years to a little more than $8,600 a year. And some critics point to, added luxury for college students that didn't exist 20 years ago. Fancy dorm rooms, fancy study halls, all kinds of amenities, gyms and so forth, as one reason for rising tuition. Could you be running a more streamlined, bare bones operation?
First of all, I think it's really important to keep in mind that what has driven up tuition costs has been the decline, the continued decline in per student state support. Having said that, I think all of us in any public entity have an absolute responsibility to take a hard look at everything we do and demonstrate that we're being good stewards of the public trust. That's why we at CSU have developed a financial accountability report that essentially looks at where every dime comes into the institution from, where we spend it, and how that's changed over time. And I think when one looks at that, I'm very confident that we have a great story to tell about controlling costs and about being good stewards of the public trust. Now, our students are also fairly sophisticated educational consumers. They have a great deal of choices out there. Almost all of them could choose far more expensive private institutions. And of course, there are less expensive options as well. And the record enrollment that we have speaks to the value that our consumers are seeing in our product.
Now, you say that the primary reason for increases in tuition is the decline in state funding. Colorado is likely to increase higher education funding this year. So doesn't that contradict your predictions of privatizing CSU?
So there are two key aspects to this. The first is total funding may go up, but if student enrollment goes up as well, you can actually see a decline in per student support. And the second piece are these long-term financial projections that show really no matter how well the economy does within Colorado, the projected growth of the non-discretionary portion of the budget really will outstrip any revenue gains that we can reasonably expect. And so we'll continue to see pressure that will squeeze the discretionary portions of the budget, including higher education, toward zero.
Now, just to play devil's advocate, is this talk of, oh my gosh, this land-grant university is no longer going to be public, is this a way to get lawmakers to buck up and get serious about the state's funding for higher ed?
Well, I can't address how everyone looks at it, but it's certainly not for me. I view my role and our institution's role as to argue as effectively as we can with every chance we have to maintain public funding for public higher education. I am an unabashed fan of what land-grant universities have done for this nation and what they will do in the future, and I think we need to maintain public higher education funding for the entire network of institutions. But I also think, as president of Colorado State University, given the projections that are out there, as soon as I finish making that argument, I also have a responsibility, along with the rest of my administration, to start to plan for the worst in case that happens.
So how are you planning to make up the difference as state funding, as you say, has been declining? What are you doing differently?
Right. So I think we know some things that won't be the right answer. We know we're not going to solve this problem completely on the backs of our students with tuition. We know we won't solve it purely on a basis of increasing Colorado resident enrollment. The demographics of the state are just such that that won't be the only solution we have. We won't also be able to solve these purely on the basis of cuts, having already taken tens of millions of dollars of cuts as an institution. The answer, as with most things in life, is going to be a balance, right? We do want to maintain our market share within Colorado as the place where more Colorado high school graduates choose to go to a university than any other institution. We do believe that tuition slightly below a marketplace national average has an important role. But we also want to grow our non-resident enrollment. We think there is plenty of room on our campus to increase our enrollment by about 5,000 non-residents while maintaining our current market share within Colorado. We think about 1,000 to 2,000 of those can be international students, the remainder domestic non-residents. Now, if that occurs in the face of state defunding, it'll be a rocky ride. There will be challenges. But this university has been here for 142 years. It'll be here 142 from now, still offering a great education.
Let me ask you a tough question. You yourself are getting a $58,000 bump in salary this year, getting a base salary of about $450,000. Are you at all concerned about the message that sends in a time of tuition hikes and belt tightening?
Sure, absolutely. And there is no doubt that university presidents are very well paid. People have argued that compensation levels based on the sort of organizations you're responsible for managing. In CSU's case, essentially a $900 million a year budget, 7,000 employees, 27,000 active customers, 144,000 alumni shareholders, if you will, that sort of thing addresses the compensation issue. To my way of thinking, I need to keep my focus on what's best for the direction and the future of the university, and I'll let other people debate whether presidential compensation, either general or mine specifically, is appropriate.
So some critics say that with financial pressures, the buffet style of higher ed, where every university offers every subject, is really over. So in what way have you rethought your strategy of how to be viable? What changes are you putting into place?
Well, two things. One, I think we have looked at low enrollment programs, and for every university, the programs that remain are those where there is significant demand. And secondly, I am a big fan in the marketplace. Most of us are looking at record enrollment, and I think that speaks to what our customers want and are looking for in programs. If there's duplication of programs across universities at this point, it's because there's demand there to support it.
I find it very interesting. You're not referring to students. You're referring to customers.
Well, it's a discussion that we have within the higher education community, and you can make an argument that there is a difference between a student and a customer, and that we're evaluating our students and we're holding them to a standard that they have to maintain if they're going to have the product at the end, the degree that they're paying us for. On the other hand, these are also people with disposable income and choices of where they wish to spend it. And they are looking across a marketplace, and I think they have a lot in common with customers.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tony Frank is president of Colorado State University in Fort Collins. He spoke with CPR's Elaine Grant.